Okay. My name is Les Wadzinski, and I am a volunteer with Monroe County CASA.
And what does CASA stand for?
Well, it's a CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocate. And our mission is to, I guess, to put it quite simply, make sure no children slip through the crack. These are kids that are in the judicial system for reasons of neglect or abuse. They aren't lawbreakers or anything like that, but these are kids that have been found by the court to be what they call a child in need of services, or more commonly called the ward of the state. So basically, these are kids that are in a home where something's not right, either due to abuse or neglect, and the parents just aren't taking care of the kids. And so therefore, the state has to step in. Now, having said that, the Department of Child Services are really the kind of the main go-to people for these sort of things, but they have a huge workload. Most of the case managers that I work with probably have double the amount of cases that they're supposed to have. And so that's where it's helpful to have CASA involved, because as a volunteer, I'm just have one case. Might have several kids in the same family, but so I'm able to devote more time into making sure everything is fine, that the kids' rights are represented, that, the home is checked out, basically they don't slip through the crack.
What kind of rights are we talking about when we're talking about the child's rights?
Okay, well, you know, it's kind of interesting because the parents will generally have an attorney, oftentimes a public defender, and the Department of Child Services has their attorney, but, you know, the kids actually don't have an attorney. And so we go to court, and, there's periodic hearings and so on, and we're asked to present our findings to the judge and so on. And, the rights are that child in need of services is in a place where they're safe, and that there's some future plan going on as to either reunification with the family if the parents can get their act together, or an adoption process. And so we're there to make sure that all that happens.
And my understanding is that you have had, well, CASA in general has had a large increase in the number of children that they've served. I think Mayor Hamilton mentioned this maybe a month ago during an address at the public library. CASA has had something like four times as many children going through their program and in need of services over the past 5 years.
That is correct. And I brought some figures along with me. And in 2016, we had 465 cases. This year so far, and we're not done with the year yet, we've already had 615. So we're 150 more than what we had for the entire year last year. Right now we have about 120 volunteers, but we have 100 kids on the wait list that aren't being serviced this way with a CASA. And so we need 50 more volunteers. And there is training coming up in October.
And what does volunteering for, as a court-appointed special advocate, what does that look like?
Well, we do a lot of investigative work. If the parent, say, for example, is on probation, okay, we will check with the probation officer and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. If the parent has been ordered to attend counseling or drug rehabilitation, something like that, we check on it, make sure it's actually happening. You know, we go to that agency and say, hey, is this person showing up? Are they doing what they're supposed to do? What are their what progress are they making, and so on. So we check all that out. We go to wherever the child is placed. It could be in a foster home. It could be with grandparents. Or sometimes a child is actually placed in that home if it's not considered to be dangerous, and we feel that, you know, the parents are making some progress but still need monitoring. And so we will make monthly home visits to make sure the kids are fed, they're clothed, they're going to school, that the residence is acceptable, you know, clean and that sort of thing. And so we do that sort of investigative work. And then every few months there's a hearing to update the court as to what's going on. And so we have to submit a pretty extensive report on what we've found out. So if we've been to the school, talked to the teachers, we talked to the social workers, as I said, you know, probation officers, whatever, all that is documented that, yeah, you know, we've looked into this and here's what's going on.
It sounds like there's a lot of work outside of just creating a relationship and fostering a relationship with the child itself. There's a lot of work into looking into the family dynamics in general and whether or not people are doing what it is that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, and it's really not a big brother, big sister program. You know, we are there more to advocate for the child in the legal system. And we don't consider that our role to become, you know, a friend, I guess, in a way to where we're taking them to, you know, baseball games and stuff like that. In fact, we're supposed to try to, you know, maintain an objective viewpoint of things and not get too connected. And if the child needs that sort of thing, obviously, you know, we're going to be aware of that and can recommend that, connect them if they need to be. But, yeah, there's just a lot of that going on. I mean, you do get to know these folks pretty well just by seeing them. I've had cases go on for 2 years, so I've seen them once a month for 2 years straight and sometimes more often, and I get to know them pretty well.
And how long have you been doing this, Mr.
I've been doing this in my sixth year, and I'm on my fifth case.
And is there any advice you would give to somebody who's thinking about volunteering with CASA?
You know, just make sure you really want to do it. It's hard. I mean, there's no doubt. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It is a difficult thing. And it, you know, if dealing with this kind of nasty stuff is not for you, then you probably shouldn't do it, because it does take a lot of dedication. On the other side of the coin, though, however, is the staff at CASA is really good, and they're very supportive. The training is excellent. And then also, I would say that the Department of Child Services, their case managers, they ought to get the Mother Teresa Award. You know, I mean, these folks are overworked, and, you know, that's where we can step in to kind of help them out as well. And so we work very closely with them, and, you know, hopefully we save some kids, you know, or at least get them in a good spot so they can get on with their life.
When you're talking about some nasty stuff is the way that you phrased it, but during one of these court proceedings or when litigation is ongoing, what are some of the things that you've seen, or what's something that a volunteer with CASA should be kind of prepared to deal with, either emotionally or legally?
On the emotional side, there could be, you know, evidence of physical abuse, sexual abuse, you know, or just mental abuse, that sort of thing. Now, a lot of times you're not there to witness it, or most of the time you're not, because people behave when the CASA comes around, but you find out about it or you know, whatever, there's investigations and so on. And so, you know, I guess mentally you just have to kind of look at it kind of clinically and not get too wrapped up in it. Try to just do what's right. You know, for example, you know, we've seen tapes of kids that have been interviewed at Susie's Place, you know, for sexual abuse. But you gotta just try to deal with it, you know, and move forward.
Mr. Wodzinski, thank you so much again for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about CASA.